Hello, Las Vegas. Welcome to the next episode of the Postal Stand-Up. My name is Alan Gigax, and today we are going to talk about the knock of shame. It is something that I've had to do way too many times in my career because, like anybody else, I make mistakes. I make mistakes more often than I like to think about. You know, I get distracted when I'm out there delivering the mail and wind up putting the wrong mail in the wrong box. And it happens. It happens to all of us. And it's a funny thing about making mistakes is you don't realize when you make them, at least usually, and that's the whole point. If I knew I was doing it, I wouldn't do it. But you wind up putting the wrong mail in the wrong box. And so what will often happen with me is I'm walking the street. I know that I have a decent amount of mail for 3970 Meadow Glen. And so I get the mail together. I put it in the box. And then I walk up to the next house, and the next house is 3970 Meadow Glen. And I look at my hand, and my mail is for 3960 Meadow Glen. And then I realize, oh my God, I just put 3970's mail in 3980 Meadow Glen, the house before. And that house didn't have any mail, and I just wasn't paying attention. So now I got to go back and get the mail back out of that box. So if you're lucky, 3980 Meadow Glen is just a normal mailbox, and you can open it up, reach in, and take the mail out. But I'm so often not that lucky, and it winds up being a door slot. And so now I have to do the knock of shame. Knock, knock, knock. The person opens the door, and I say, hey, I'm really sorry, but I accidentally delivered your neighbor's mail to you, and can I please get that back? And that's our job, guys. We're going to make mistakes. It's inevitable. It's just part of doing the job. Nobody out there is perfect. It's going to happen to us. And so it's important when that happens, you take the hit and you do the awkward thing of doing that knock of shame. Because you know this, the town that we live in, this podcast is intended for the carriers in Branch 2502, but anybody can listen to it. It's probably the same for a lot of you, unless you live in the Midwest somewhere where everybody's friendly. But here, people generally don't know their neighbors. And so it's really awkward for somebody, you know, they may not be comfortable taking the mail over to their neighbor's house and giving them their mail. So a lot of times that mail is just gone forever. And so that's why you have to do that knock of shame and go knock, knock, knock on the door and say, hey, I'm sorry, I put your neighbor's mail through your slot. Can I please get it back? And that's already bad enough. But then if that person's not home, now you have to go to the intended house where that mail was supposed to go and do the knock of shame on their door and tell them, hey, I'm sorry, I accidentally delivered your mail to your neighbor's house. It was a couple of letters or it was the weekly ad or whatever it is, if you even know, and they weren't home. So that's where your mail is, and you're going to have to go over there later and try to get the mail back. You know, you tell the customer, they're going to have to go and try to get the mail back. It sucks. It's awkward, and I don't like doing it, but that's the job. You know, the best way to handle it is don't make those mistakes, but dude, good luck with that. It's going to happen. It's inevitable. You're going to make those mistakes and you just have to own it and knock on the door and do what it takes to try to undo your mistake. Even worse is when it goes to the door slot at a vacant house. And I've done that before as well. And then you have to go and tell the person, look, I dropped your mail through the door over here. You know, I'm sorry, I can't get it back. And you just got to take your lumps. It's going to happen. You don't necessarily get discipline for making mistakes. We're all going to make mistakes. What you get in trouble for is trying to hide it, trying to avoid it, lying about it, things like that. Look, we all make mistakes out there. Nobody's going to deliver the mail perfectly every day. We deliver thousands of pieces every day. Unless you're on a cupcake route like mine, then maybe it's 1,000 pieces in a day. But even so, that's a lot of pieces. And even if you're 99.9% accurate, if you have 1,000 pieces, you're going to misdeliver at least one piece every day. So eat it. Take the lumps. Do the knock of shame. Talk to that person. Get that mail back. Because that's part of our job. We want that mail to get where it's intended. All right. That's all I have for today. Thanks for listening. Be safe out there.